heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and try to answer the question of how can we integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this program, we believe in the following precepts. We talk about this a lot on the show. We believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. We believe that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We also believe in the definition of faith that is found in the book of Hebrews. It says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And we also believe that we walk by faith and not by sight. And on this program, we will share testimonies and faith journeys, and it's intended to encourage you if you are already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, so you can just go to Everyday Faith on iTunes and search the podcasts, and you can get caught up with any of the previous programs. We also have a website. It's called mark5ministries.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we would love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. And we are praying for several of our dear friends who are battling cancer at this time. Thank you again for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
News and sports sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
Hey, soccer players, it's time to register for the fall season with SACA, the soccer organization of the Charlottesville area. SACA youth recreational teams are being formed for boys and girls ages 6 to 18 in Charlottesville and Augusta. The rec program deadline is July 25th, so don't miss out on the fun. SACA has great youth and adult leagues for every age and skill level. Join the soccer action this fall. Register today for great youth and adult leagues. Register online at SACASpot.org. That's SACASpot.org.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. On the program with us today, we have my good friend Chauncey Hutter. Chauncey's been on the program before. If you haven't heard his faith journey, we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. But Chauncey is a local businessman and a fired-up believer in Jesus Christ. And Chauncey, I just appreciate your boldness and your passion for the Lord. So thanks for being on the show.
You bet, Jeff.
You've been a good friend. And for our listeners, if you wouldn't mind, just kind of catch us up a little bit with your faith journey and kind of what's going on in your life today.
Sure. So I actually born and raised in Charlottesville. My dad came here in the 50s to UVA, never left. So I grew up in, they became Christians. My mom and dad became Christians in the 70s during the Jesus movement, mm-hmm. and tent meetings and stuff. And all of a sudden, I grew up in a Christian household. But at some point in my end of high school, college days, I just kind of wander off like a teenager will do, and kind of got myself into some compromising situations. But the Lord's so kind. He's always there. He's always got your back. And so fast forward to about mid-20s, he just is the hound of heaven. He comes and gets me and says, you need to come on back. Mm-hmm. And so this is the very, very, very short version. But so come back into a right faith, and then meet my wife, and we get married. And fast forward about 10, 11 years ago, just had an incredible experience out at the International House of Prayer, IHOP in Kansas City, where we just saw the intimacy and the Father's love, and just really saw some ways that people live out their life that it was just dramatically different than normal, just a regular person walking down the street that might say they're a Christian. And I just was profoundly impacted. It had an impact on our marriage and our family. So, you know, we do presence of God living, prayer lifestyle in the midst of work and business and life, everything. So that's kind of what we do.
Mm. Well, that's one of the things that I've always admired about you, Chauncey, is you're somebody who your faith doesn't just start and stop at church on Sunday. You're somebody who has really, really been seeking a way to make your business and your household and your family. How do we make all these other areas in our lives, and not just compartmentalize church, but make all these other areas in our lives a place of worship?
Well, if you were walking with your friend, and you and your friend were walking into an office, or you're walking into a church, or you're walking into your home, you would be friends with your friend. You would be walking with that person. And it's the same thing with Jesus. Mm-hmm. You literally are walking with him. You're having this conversation in your heart, in your mind with him, this back and forth about the scenarios of what's going on. And then it's you really can have relationship with this man, mm-hmm. Jesus, mm-hmm. Who did more than what we could ever imagine for us, any of us that actually put our faith into him and surrender and give our lives to him. We there's this transfer that happens from old man to new man, mm-hmm. and the spirit man for people who are not believers, this is you can trust this man. Mm-hmm. You can trust, yes, he's in heaven, and yes, he's coming back, but he rose again, died on a cross and rose again for us. And so there's a remarkable difference in how we can live our lives today.
Mm-hmm. How do you get your arms around, if you're not a believer, and how do you get your arms around this idea that somebody else took the punishment for me, like somebody else died in my place, like somebody else took my sin? If you're not a believer and you can't really get your arms around that, is there any way?
Who can get their arms around that? Come on. But it's God. Yeah. It takes God to love God.
Yeah.
And so a simple prayer, I don't get this. Mm. God, if you're out there, show me.
Yes.
Do something. Mm, I mean, like help that. Me see yeah. what's going on.
Yeah.
With a heart of real humility, a real seeking heart, mm-hmm. not just a, I'm going to get you, God. I mean, right. and it's real. I mean, God answers prayer. God loves to come and move and touch a heart that would actually, you need to have God touch your heart for you to turn to what this reality
mm-hmm.
is.
And there's several places in scripture, the psalmist in particular, in the psalms, in the different areas of the psalms, but it basically in several different instances you'll read something that I cried out for the Lord and he answered me, or come to me, says the Lord, and he responds to that. As you were saying, it's a beautiful thing, but it takes that humility is a step. Now, for our listeners, if you wouldn't mind, talk to us about kind of what's been going on recently in your life and how you have heard from God so clearly here.
So I'm 52 years old now, and been married I'm coming up on 27 years, got four children, got a business, a couple of businesses to run. So you kind of make your plans for the year, and you kind of do what you do. And all of a sudden, I am about to go on a field trip with my daughter at her school trip, and a nurse from one of my I've had a stent put in my heart about 14 years ago, and so a nurse calls me and says something to the effect of, "Chauncey, I think you need to go take a stress test." And I said, "Well, I'll do that if you want, but I'm going to this thing tomorrow on my daughter's trip." And 45 minutes later, this nurse is not letting me go. She is continually saying, not taking no for an answer. Long story short, I go take this stress test and fail miserably. Hmm. Find out I got five blockages in my heart. Hmm. They won't let me leave the hospital. And a couple days later, I'm having triple bypass surgery. And thank God, it saved my life. But boy, you talk about turning your world upside down, going from, a week earlier, I'm about to go with my daughter and be a chaperone, to I'm in the hospital and you can't leave because we just opened up your heart, pulled it out, did a bunch of work on it, put it back in there. I mean, it was nuts.
Wow. Well, literally, thank God for the, did you say it was the nurse who said you needed?
Absolutely.
I mean, wow.
I told her, after this whole thing was over, we brought her flowers, came back and wrote her, I got my wife to come meet her. And I said, look, the doctors said, once I got in that hospital, they said, look, you're one walk to the mailbox and you could be down.
Wow.
And so it was the Lord. I trust God. God uses people left and right all the time in our lives. You want to call them angels. God uses regular, everyday people just to come in and feel that this lady felt the need that I really did need to go take that stress test now, not later. And she was right.
Oh, wow. And so during that time of pre-op and post-op, were you able to hear anything from God during that time that was that was able to kind of ease any of your anxiety or concerns that you had with anything?
I'll tell you what was amazing is I actually didn't have any anxiety, didn't have any problems with, nurses and the counselors would come by and they'd ask you all these questions about just they want to see if you're okay because, you're about to go through some major surgery. And then after the major surgery is over, they want to see if you're all right. And long story short, I was good. My faith, my heart for God, he was with me. All that was good. It was the aftermath. It was once this thing's over and there's the healing process and the reality of what just happened and my life's going to be different and change forever. That's when the Lord just started speaking to me about just stewardship and about my body and what I had done over the last couple of decades and getting to a point where I've not exercised and I've not eaten right and I've not fill in the blank. Everybody knows the list, right?
Yes.
And so God's just so gracious to say, I love you. I'm helping you. Mm-hmm. And this triple bypass is a good thing. I mean, the surgeon said the next day, hey, it looks like you got about 40 good years after this. We cleaned you all out. You're good, And so that's awesome. But I have this, you went to Hebrews. Hebrews 12, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks about that in some other contexts. I think about that as just the food and the lack of exercise and the slope, my physical body not doing what it's designed to do for a long, many, many years, contributed to a bunch of junk. I just won't even get into it, but it culminated with this heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really thankful. It's almost like God's just given me a new lease on life, so to speak. So it's good.
What would you say as we're heading towards the break here, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're speaking with Chauncey Hutter. But Chauncey, you have a beautiful wife and four children and run several businesses and involved in everything. It's so easy to get caught up in the feeling like the mouse in the cage on the spinning wheel that but we never take time for ourselves. And if you compound that kind of day after day after day, what would you say to anybody right now who feels like they need to step off of that kind of carousel of busyness and take care of themselves?
Well, either you're going to do it or God's going to do it. So God did it for me. I'm sitting on my back or not being able to do much for a couple of months after this surgery. And it is what it is. You just can't do what you used to be able to do. Now I'm back way, 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 way better now. But, God has a sense of humor and God has, and you can say, I can do this and I can do that. And I don't need God, blah, blah, blah. You know, God loves you and he has his best for you, but there's circumstances that will just naturally happen in life that are going to catch up with you. Mm-hmm. And so everybody, we all have those times, whether it's weekly, monthly, where we all have those times where we're overwhelmed, we're doing too much. I don't feel like I'm, you know, I feel like I'm drowning, you know? And that's exactly when God shows up. I was just there a couple days ago and just feeling a little hopeless about some stuff. And literally 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just in a place of getting, calming my spirit and opening up the word and seeing, I mean, the word speaks to you like sometimes like thunder, like lightning, like wakes me up. Like, okay, you know, you're going down the wrong path. This is the right path. And it's amazing how in 5 minutes that can happen, 10 minutes. And that's the power of the word. That's the power of God, real power.
Chauncey Hutter, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Chauncey, I want to say you look great. You have a peace about you. And thank you so much for sharing your testimony. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more Everyday Faith Radio. Please stay with us.
News and sports sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
Hey, soccer players, it's time to register for the fall season with SACA, the soccer organization of the Charlottesville area. SACA youth recreational teams are being formed for boys and girls ages 6 to 18 in Charlottesville and Augusta. The rec program deadline is July 25th, so don't miss out on the fun. SACA has great youth and adult leagues for every age and skill level. Join the soccer action this fall. Register today for great youth and adult leagues. Register online at SACASpot.org. That's SACASpot.org.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. With us on the program, back with us, we have Chauncey Hutter, who's just shared some of his faith journey. And how he's heard from God during some health challenges. Chauncey, I want to read you a verse, if I can pull it up here. Something that I have been on is Psalm 37. And I want to just read a couple of verses from Psalm 37. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and the petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do it." I have found myself this week, Chauncey, with several difficult decisions that I had to make. They weren't, you know, earth-shattering decisions, but difficult decisions nonetheless. And I was led to Psalm 37, and particularly verse 5, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do it." And as I like to do, I wrote that down in several different places. I'm a index card kind of guy, and I carry that with me. And I just found that as I kind of had to go into battle, so to speak, you know, because there's challenges throughout the day, I just kept coming back to, at the end of the day, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do it. And it seemed to help me keep a real focus to meet the challenges of the day, and it helped me kind of pull back the day and relate it to purpose. Does that make sense?
Sure. And I think a lot of people that will listen to you say that, and they get it, and they understand, and they say to themselves, "But Jeff, I didn't do that last week when I had that situation arise, and I just fought it with my own strength." Mm-hmm. Or or on a daily basis. I don't do that. You know, I that's not how I function. And what I would like to tell people is that you don't beat yourself up because that was yesterday.
Right.
That was an hour ago. That was in the past, whatever. That was last month, whatever it was. In Isaiah 43, 18, you can forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See what I'm doing, a new thing. Mm-hmm. Now it springs up, and do you not perceive it? Are you not making a way in the wilderness and the streams and the wastelands?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much, I'll call it junk, that's in everybody's day that they have to wind through. We don't need the baggage of the previous, you know, whatever, hours, days, months, weeks. And I just want people to it is okay that you didn't go to the Word and go to Psalm 37 yesterday, but you got today.
That's right.
You got before your head hits the pillow tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about this. The reason I bring it up is I'm thinking about it in my life, beating myself up from not being a good steward of my own body, not being a good steward of my life, not being a good steward of relationship because of eating patterns, because of not exercising patterns, because of all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But if I stay there and beat myself up from all those years and decades of whatever, how's that going to help me move forward? There's no way.
Mm. And don't you feel like, to get into a little bit of spiritual warfare here, don't you feel like the enemy wants to beat you up about your past, your mistakes, and
all
almost
day long.
Almost compound it, like you're not going to make it, or see, you did it that, and God's mad at you, or I mean, you get all these kind of messages from the enemy that are so contrary to the incredible grace and love that's available to us to receive on a daily basis from the Lord.
I love your index cards because, you know, I can pull out, I can have those thoughts that you just described,
mm-hmm.
and I can say, and I say this every day at some point during the day, that's not the Lord.
Mm.
That thought right there was not God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I replace it. I was like, I'm not going that way. I'm going to replace it. Whether it's an index card you have in your head that you've memorized the scripture, or you've got it sitting right in front of you, you got your iPhone, Bible app, whatever, and have a couple of scriptures that you want to declare and speak, changes everything.
Mm. You know, and that was Psalm 37:5, where we were just a moment ago. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do it. I'm also reminded of Proverbs 3, verses, I believe it's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make straight your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then that next part, lean not on your own understanding, which is hard to do because we're kind of creatures of habit, and we've been kind of taught to kind of think things out and strategize in our own way.
Especially when you're the boss.
Yeah.
And you're used to telling, this is what we're doing. And everybody's looking to you. And you're like,
right.
And you're like, I don't got this.
Right. Time out. We're going to go in a different direction. We're actually going to trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make straight your path. It's just a phenomenal verse, and one that is a companion verse for me that travels with me very frequently. How about you, Chauncey? Is there any scripture that God has on and around your heart today or recently that kind of bubbles up? I know you just talked a little bit about the verse in Hebrews, which I like that very much. Fix your eyes on Jesus. I believe that's Hebrews chapter 12. But is there anything kind of that's really fresh in your mind these days?
I'll tell you what stays fresh is Revelation 3:16. Everybody goes to John 3:16?
Yes.
I am a Revelation 3:16 guy.
Is that the door? stand at the door, and
you are lukewarm. I'm going to spit you out.
Yes.
And I'm like, Lord, help me. Because how often do I get lukewarm? All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a tendency to, you know, walk walk 1 foot on one side and 1 foot on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a crazy way. I mean, that's kind of my testimony from years ago when I actually was living a contrary lifestyle. And it's been a theme over my life where I was younger, as my younger days. I was a teenager. I knew what was right. My heart, my parents had raised me correctly, right? And I had a faith. Mm. I did.
Mm.
But I also compromised it, and I had this other foot on the other side of the fence. And so I walked in this back-and-forth, lukewarm lifestyle, which the Lord completely said, you're not doing that. Jump one side to the other, but jump.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped to Jesus and not jumped the other way.
Mm.
Well, that... You fast forward 25, 30 years later, there's a thread of that theme that still goes through my life where I'm having a tendency to, and in this case, it was with food and lack of exercise and stewardship issues, that I would go sideways in some areas, which affected all the other stuff.
Hmm.
You know, chowing down and filling up your body so you're like numb affects marriage and being a dad and your business and all these different things. And so being on that other side of the fence, it's not like this big spiritual, it is a spiritual battle, but I just see when I'm tracking with God, when the word of God's going through me, my prayer life is right, everything else truly is moving, and I mean, everything else, business, relationships, everything else moves so much better when I'm walking in the spirit, not in that fleshly chow down, eat a bunch of food, don't exercise mode.
Mm. So what I'm taking from this is a really good lesson. And this is Chauncey. We're talking with Chauncey Hutter on Everyday Faith Radio. What I'm hearing, Chauncey, sort of a summation that I'm hearing is that a way to honor God is to make sure that we take care of our own temple. And that is through proper nutrition and exercise, and that's an important part of our lives that unfortunately oftentimes goes neglected. But if you can turn that into a way to honor God, and that's the part that, you know, because if our bodies are breaking down and it has an impact on our ministry, on our family, our business, then it's not the right way to go, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, Chauncey, it's great to have you on the program. I look forward to having your sweet wife, Joan, back on the program and hearing about her incredible trip to Africa. And I'm so thankful for you, Chauncey, and your friendship. I am thankful to the Lord that he has healed you through your surgery and that you're now back 100%. And I want to say to you, Chauncey, to your family, and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you all next Sunday on the program. Thanks again, Chauncey. Thanks for being on.
God bless.
Come restore and make us new. God, we need